On Friday, thousands of New York City police officers gathered on Long Island to memorialize the first active duty NYPD officer to die in Iraq. James McNaughton was serving as a staff sergeant in the Army Reserves when he was shot and killed by a sniper in Baghdad. McNaughton was laid to rest just miles from his parents' home, with all the traditions and pageantry of an NYPD funeral. WNYC's Lizzie O'Leary was there.
It was 95 degrees in the sun, but that didn't matter to the crowd. A sea of police officers stood tall and saluted as drummers in kilts wound their way down the street. The officers wore dress blues, white gloves, and hats. Sprinkled through the crowd were army troops in green. Many of the officers there didn't know James McNaughton, but in the tradition of the NYPD, they were there for one of their own. So was the mayor, the police commissioner, a senator. But underneath all those layers of ceremony were personal moments and memories.
This is not going to heal for me. This is never going to heal. It's always going to be an open injury.
That's Officer Donald Sefcik. He was McNaughton's partner for 10 months in the transit police. He says Jimmy, as he called him, used to carry extra food to share with the homeless people they met in the subways. McNaughton was only 5 years out of high school when he joined the police force, and he just left the Army. Sefcik says you could tell by his Army values.
You know, your duty, your honor, your loyalty, and he brought those values here with him.
Those were values McNaughton absorbed at a young age. He was a third-generation cop, engaged to a fellow police officer, and came from a family where military service was tradition. McNaughton was even born at West Point.
Honor roll!
Several Army reservists who were deployed with McNaughton came to Long Island for the funeral.
My name's Staff Sergeant Chris Mazzalo. I'm with the 306 MP Battalion, currently serving in Iraq.
He says McNaughton was a mission-first kind of soldier, but was never above having fun.
Definitely a funny guy. Zoe had some sort of comment coming from his mouth. Humorous.
Members of the 306 stood at attention as McNaughton's casket was carried out of the church. As the mourners filed down the church steps, a series of police helicopters flew overhead in salute. It seemed a fitting tribute for both a police officer and a soldier. For NPR News, I'm Lizzie O'Leary in New York.